Time for a Tennessee football practice report. It's brought to you by Pools by Heritage as we say hello to Eric Kane. What's up, Eric?
Hey, guys, doing well. Jeremy Pruitt kicked off game week with what we hope will be an every Monday at noon type thing, and that is with a press conference. It was back in the digital studio and in front of the green screen, so it looked in front of the digital screen, and so it looked pretty official. And so here we are in game week, just a couple days away from South Carolina. And Jeremy Pruitt said that he's not going to release the numbers of players who will be out due to COVID or contact tracing each week. He said that, first of all, it's not really fair to the players. It's not fair to the players who are playing because of, competitive reasons. So if you're looking for a list of players who might be out, wouldn't expect that before the game, and that's due to COVID and contact tracing. Jeremy Pruitt also says that there's been no word from the SEC on offensive lineman Cade Mays. Again, now we are officially in game week. I will remind you guys, as you know, but remind the listeners that Aubrey Solomon did not receive his final clearance until about Wednesday of game week, heading into the first game last year. And so these things kind of come down to the wire. But Jeremy Pruitt said he's very confident that we'll hear from the league office shortly, and it'll be a done case here pretty soon. And last night on The Nation, Jeremy Pruitt did join Austin Price and Chris Lowe, and I was asked about Cade Mays, and Jeremy Pruitt said that Philip Fulmer had spoken with Greg Sankey. Jeremy Pruitt said he was going to follow up with Greg Sankey later that night, but said it's about time to make a decision here because one way or the other, Tennessee's going to have a football game on Saturday, and it's about time to make a decision. So it seems like Jeremy Pruitt might be growing a little impatient, but nonetheless, expecting to hear back from Cade Mays's from the league office on Cade Mays here pretty soon. Jeremy Pruitt also said earlier today, he was asked about the tight end position. Again, Thursday, he said that Austin Pope is not going to play right now because, again, he's still recovering from back surgery, working his way back into the fold. Jeremy Pruitt said on the tight end position that there's still three to four guys who are working at tight end. One or two will play Saturday, but it's a position that's still being evaluated. Pruitt said on Thursday, again, that Austin Pope is going to be out. So it's interesting because Jim Chaney loves to play tight ends. Again, I've mentioned this a couple of times. He led the league in two tight end sets last year. Tennessee's very inexperienced at that position. Looks like one or two guys will play on Saturday, but still the jury's out on that position as Tennessee continues to rep four players. But that was kind of the highlights from Jeremy Pruitt's press conference earlier this morning. Video and audio of that press conference, it's up at 991thesportsanimal.com. Jeremy Pruitt will make a couple more appearances this week. A loaded Wednesday at about noon, he'll have an appearance on the SEC teleconference. This is Wednesday at 6 o'clock. He'll meet with us again, and then ball calls will be later on that night at 8 o'clock. We'll speak with players on Tuesday, and they'll practice Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday of this week, and Thursday as well before traveling on Friday and getting ready for South Carolina on Saturday.
What's the update on Carlin Fields and me?
So Carlin Fields and me was asked about Carlin Fields and me, and Jeremy Pruitt said that he graduated this past summer and that he is sitting out this year, that he possibly may return to the roster in January. That was about all that was said about Carlin Fields and me. There was no reason why he's not playing this year other than he graduated and that he's done everything the program's asked him to do, but he may return back to the roster come January. We didn't think Carlin Fields and me was going to play a big role in the backfield this year, especially during camp when we heard so much about Jabari Small, a little bit of T. Hodge, and D. Beckwith, who had been moved from tight end wide receiver to the running back backfield just to kind of get some looks there. So we weren't really anticipating to see a whole lot from Carlin Fields and me, but again, that is an upperclassman that has seen a little bit of run so far and does have a little bit of experience. He was the only one that would have experience behind Eric Gray and Ty Chandler. But that is the latest on Carlin Fields and me.
Do you expect JT Stroud to be the backup quarterback?
I do, and simply because we've heard that he's had a really nice camp. Jim Chaney was complimentary of JT Stroud today at the quarterback's club. We've heard Chris Winkie and Jeremy Pruitt compliment JT Stroud so far during fall camp. Ron Mauer's missing time with a hamstring injury. Harrison Bailey was behind the ball from the get-go because he was quarantining the first week and a half of practice and didn't get any reps during spring practice. And so because of those two factors are pretty big, you would expect J.T. Stroud to be the backup quarterback. But it seems like he has separated himself from Mauer and from Bailey. He's not necessarily catching Garantano, but it does seem like from what we've been hearing that J.T. Shroud is kind of in on a level of his own. So I expect J.T. Shroud to be the backup quarterback heading into South Carolina.
Any other news or notes?
Again, from the Knoxville Quarterbacks Club earlier today, Jimmy, I was reading some of your tweets and then reading some and listening to the audio that came out. Jim Chaney, Tennessee offense coordinator, said that Tennessee's had about 15 functional practices so far, complimentary the offensive line, saying that more depth than they routinely are used to, and that USC wide receiver transfer Bayless Jones Jr. has some speed and power. He's going to be a bonus for UT in the return game and, of course, at wide receiver. We'll talk more about the comments from Derek Ansley and Jim Chaney at the Knoxville Quarterbacks Club meeting as we venture on throughout the week. But, again, all that audio, all that video up at 99.1thesportsanimal.com. It's officially game week. We are in game week protocols for media. So it'll kind of be the same situation every week, meeting with Pruitt on Wednesday and Monday, meeting with players on Tuesday, and then having Thursday and Friday off. But that'll do it here for today. This is the Tennessee Football Practice Report. It's brought to you by Pools by Heritage. You can beat the spring rush. Get your pool started now, from design to construction to maintenance. One call does it all. Call Pools by Heritage at 947-7527.
Eric, we always appreciate it. Thank you very much. Have a great night, a fantastic show tomorrow, and we look forward to catching up with you tomorrow afternoon.
Sounds good, guys. Thank you.
Thank you. And that is a Tennessee Football Practice Report.